We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. He is with us every Monday for a three and out, three news stories and three commentaries to go with it. Jeff, let's start off with item one, which is pretty darn good, I think.
Yeah, so we're doing a hoops theme this week, and we're going to start with the Timberwolves, who continue to win. It's just crazy how they have turned around, and they are the best record in the Western Conference, tied with the Boston Celtics for the best record in the NBA. But they handily beat the Indiana Pacers this weekend, 127-109, which prompted the Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle to proclaim them one of the best teams on the planet. And they say, apparently, sounds like the Target Center environment is getting very difficult for visiting teams to play in. So who would have thought that we'd be sitting here to talk about this, because, you know, they're celebrating their 35th anniversary this year, and how many years have been the lean years, but they're winning now. So I guess let's just all enjoy it.
Well, you know what, though? That would have been a much more impressive quote if he said this is the best team on the planet, because one of the best teams, when you say one of the best teams, is it one of the top 10 teams, one of the five, one of the 15? Because, of course, they should be. There's no better league than the NBA. So I don't think that's real. That's like a backhanded slap in a way. One of the best teams.
I don't know about that. I'll take it. You know, I think part of it is, you know, that's, we've got 75% of the season left to play yet. So there's a lot of season left to play. We have, you know, a lot of things could happen. But as of right now, I mean, hey, like I said, they're tied for the best record in the NBA with a very storied franchise in Boston. So that's a good thing.
Well, the Timberwolves are a storied team. It's not a good story, but they're storied. Not a very good one at all. All right, there is a good story, though, in item two.
Yeah, so continuing on our basketball theme, and this was, you talk about almost shocking the world, so the St. Thomas men's basketball team, you know, St. Thomas is now Division I.
Yep.
And they've been playing some pretty well-known schools this year. They opened their season against Cal. They lost by just a few points. But last Thursday night, they were in Milwaukee at the Fiserv Arena to play Marquette. Now, Marquette is number 7 in the country.
Was.
Yeah. Well, and I saw this game on the schedule. I'm like, I just thought of it as, hey, it's really cool that we're playing Marquette. I wonder, you know, I was thinking we might, you know, lose by, you know, 15, 20 points, right? St. Thomas held their own with the number 7th ranked team in the country at the time and only lost by 5 points, 84-79. So, you know, I'm not big on moral victories, but when you're talking about a program that 3 years ago was in Division III, and holding their own with a top 10 ranked team, that's a big accomplishment. So congrats to Coach Tower and the team over there.
Well, John Tower, you and I know him personally. Great guy, great coach. I mean, if the Gophers had him as coach, and although I will give this, the Gophers are not doing as bad as they have in the past recent years. So it's not horrific over there. But, you know, Ben Johnson is doing a decent job. But John Tower has always had guys who can shoot the three. And I think that's what really, you know, made this such a tight game, because they were lights out from three, right?
Yep. So they play in the Summit League. They're over there with North Dakota, South Dakota State, North Dakota State. So they're holding their own. Conference play hasn't started yet, so we'll see where everything shakes out. But, hey, a nice early season performance by the Tommies in Milwaukee last week.
This is also, they have to wait another few years before they can get into the postseason, right? That same, it's all the D1 schools from St. But they should be petitioning that to change it.
Yeah, I believe that's correct, but I will say this. I said it on Facebook over the weekend when I posted about this story. I'll say it again, Bob. I do predict the St. Thomas team will be in the tournament before the Gophers ever are again.
Well, you might be onto something with that. And now, let's go to the other team in the state. This is our D3 team, the Johnnies. Uh-huh. And I am a little biased because I have a son who goes to St. John's, played on the rugby team. And it's, I like the Johnnies. I can't help myself. It goes back to when I would cover John Gilardi, who was I break it down. I think I've told you this, my favorite coach pro division was Jerry Burns. Favorite coach college division was John Gilardi. Their basketball team's none too shabby either.
Their basketball team, and I kind of put this one in here for you, Bob, but their basketball team has never been too shabby. In fact, if I recall, we did a show years ago with the late Senator Dernberger, and I think he even brought up that, you know, for as much attention as Gilardi got, Jim Smith, I think, actually coached a little bit longer with the basketball team and had had his share of, you know, winning victories and championships with the men's basketball program up there. So they've always been a formidable program. They are right now first in the MIAC. They, you know, last week we had our other Caleb Williams story from the, you know, the guard at McAllister. Well, they went out and they ended up St. John's beat McAllister, and that was a big win for them because they're, you know, they're both, you know, conference rivals there. So the Johnnies are off to, I think they're 6-0 in the conference and like 7-2 overall. So a good start for St. John's, continuing what has been a strong program for them for many, many, many decades.
Have you, by the way, have you ever been on the St. John's campus?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's one of the nice, and I've been on campuses all across the country covering, you know, covering games, and I thought Arizona's campus was stunning in a different way. This one is too, because you've got, I mean, they have, you could take nature hikes, and they've got the lakes, and it's just, it's, and the buildings, I mean, they got that really nice old feel to them. It's just, it's really a nice campus, and it's, I mean, in a sense, it's the two campuses. You got St. Ben's over in St. Joseph, where that's the used to be called the women's college, but the guys, and they a lot of guys take class at St. Ben's and a lot of women take class at St. John's. It's just that the dorms have, they're still keeping the women's dorms at St. Ben's and the guys at St. John's. But if you're looking for, you know, a great alternative for your child to keep them in the state, great liberal arts college. They've got what they call the, I guess the it's a Johnny connection. If you graduate some from St. John's, there's so many St. John's alumni. St. John's alumni often hire St. John's graduates because they know what they're getting. You know, high-quality kid that got a good education.
And besides the two campuses, you know, being up there, you know, they have another nice little business up there. It's actually a St. John's alum was and their clients of mine, Obink Distilling over in St. Joe.
Oh.
Phenomenal whiskey. So if you're a whiskey fan and you happen to be up in the in on one of those campuses, St. John's or St. Ben's, stop over to Obink in St. Joe and check them out.
Okay, my son is he's living in a house. It's his senior year, but I think that brewery is right around the corner. He could walk to it from where he lives. Because yeah. St. Joe's is not a big town. And by the way, I'll give a little bit of a plug to a couple of places up that way. In St. Joe's, one of the best restaurants you can go to within, well, in Minnesota is called The Crew, K-R-E-W-E, I think is at the end. But it's phenomenal. It's Cajun food, and it's terrific. And we've been there several times. And then my son talked us into going to a place called Yamato. I don't like sushi. Never did. But I like it now because I didn't realize, I thought all sushi was like raw. It's not. And it's basically, it's not a buffet, but it's an all-you-can-eat. You sit down and you tell them what you want. They just keep bringing it. I like that kind of a place. And we actually, for people a little closer to Twin Cities, there's a place in St., and you're not that far from this at all, St. Michael called Sakura. Now, have you been there?
Yes, we have.
Same thing. I mean, all-you-can-eat and the food is on a par with Yamato. Yamato is it's much more upscale in the look, not the pricing is the same, but you know, it's got more of a, you know, the nice tablecloths and the night. It's just like, well, it has a little bit more ambiance. Sakura is not, it's in a strip mall, not as much ambiance, but the food is terrific. And I think we ate like at 4 o'clock. I still don't want to eat again because I shoved it down. So keep that in mind if you're in the Twin Cities or you're out near Waite Park where Yamato is. They're both excellent choices for Japanese food, the sushi of the sushi variety. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated.